Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Clean, old, fashion hate. It's that time of year. Connor Riley joins us from Dog Nation. Connor! Dogs had a cupcake last week. So how prepared are they going to be for this game, knowing last year it went to 8 overtimes? What is the vibe right now in Athens as they get ready to play this game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
I think this year's team has a much healthier respect for what Georgia Tech is capable of. We know last year's 2024 Georgia team had a propensity to play with its food. I think they just sort of assumed that they were going to walk in and beat Tech like they always have. And quite frankly, they were very fortunate to win that game. And if Dan Jackson doesn't force a late fumble, that could have very well been called for targeting. Georgia does not win that game. And they know that this Georgia Tech team, led by Haynes King, is more than capable of causing them problems. And I think Kirby Smart would even tell you, the fact that they didn't play very well against Pitt last week makes it all the more likely that this Georgia Tech team is going to come out fired up, ready to make something of their season, because they're probably not making a college football playoff now. So a chance to end the year with a win over Georgia would mean a ton to that program, obviously Brent Key chief among them. And they know that they're going to get, much like Florida earlier in the season, Georgia Tech's best shot on Friday.
What do you think about this this Georgia defense and the way they've evolved? I know we've talked about it going back to our first conversations in the preseason. You felt there was a ceiling. I don't blame you. I think we did too. There'd be a ceiling with this team. But the defense continues to evolve. I don't think that Haynes King can do some of the things that I think you saw him do earlier in the season. He may have a touchdown or two, but I think you saw what Pitt did. I think Georgia can do the same.
The growth that this defense has had from where they were at the beginning of the season, especially you think those games against Alabama, against Tennessee, even Ole Miss. But really, since that second bye week, I think this defense has come out and played at such a high level, so fundamentally sound. Effectively, and this is what they did so well against Texas, daring Texas to make the great plays to beat them. And Arch Manning couldn't do that. Now, Haynes King is obviously a very different quarterback and a very capable one. I will say, Georgia, not having C.J. Allen in this game, that is a significant loss, in my opinion. I think he would have done a very good job of keeping a hat on the hat when it comes to King. A lot is going to be on the plate of Chris Cole and Justin Williams this week to try to replace what C.J. Allen meant. But, look back to last year. Georgia didn't have Christian Miller in that game on the defensive line. I think he's someone who could have a very big game on Friday. And just with the way that this unit has played, so disciplined, where you started to see the sacks, you started to see the impact plays. They had an interception against Texas. This unit has gotten better throughout the course of the season, specifically since the end of October. It has continued to improve, and I do think that they're in position to make things difficult, especially knowing what Georgia Tech likes to do, specifically with Haynes King in the running game.
Connor Riley, our guest, guys, from Dog Nation. You can read him and check out all the great stuff that they put out in regards to the Dogs as we get ready for Rivalry Weekend. I'm curious, Kirby's talked about it. We've been discussing it all week, Connor. This best-case scenario of being in the SEC Championship, not being in it, has anything changed over the last few days when you talk about this? Obviously, you want to beat Tech, but that has no bearing really on the SEC championship game.
Yeah, for your Georgia fan out there curious, the two games you got to watch this weekend are Texas A&M, Texas at 7:30 on Friday, and Alabama-Auburn at 7:30 on Saturday. Either Texas A&M or Alabama lose, Georgia will go to the SEC championship game. I know there's some concern about wanting to play in that game. What's the value to gain from that? You saw last year they lose Carson Beck in that game, and that drastically impacted how they played against Notre Dame, in my opinion. But with how well this team has played in the last month, specifically you look at that Texas game, if they play well again on Saturday, I think there's a sense that you'd want to see them play well, try and keep that momentum. Because, well, yes, if you don't play in the SEC championship game, you're almost certainly going to get a first-round home game, potentially against the Group of Five champion as the number five seed. And while that's all very appetizing, there's a world where, say, Texas Tech loses to BYU in the Big 12 championship game, and Georgia doesn't get to go play in the SEC championship game. Georgia could get a bye anyway and then have to go 32 days without playing a game. I do think that there would be some rust there that they'd be worried about. So I think for the Georgia team, with how well they've played of late, I think you want to see them continue to have that momentum. Well, yes, the rest would obviously help a guy like a C.J. Allen. With this team and how they've continued to get better throughout this season, they're coming off a great game 2 weeks ago against Texas. Well, last week against Charlotte, I think they did what they needed to and just like, hey, let's shut it down. Let's be healthy. I do think that you want to see them continue to play. So another data point for this Georgia team I think would be very beneficial, especially if you get a chance to play Alabama and you know, like they played them very close the first time, 2-3 plays go differently, maybe they find a way to win. I don't think that getting another crack at Alabama would be the worst thing for this Georgia team.
You want to see Georgia play Alabama again? Get over this Kirby Alabama thing at some point?
I personally don't, because I don't just trust Georgia to win that game, but I do think that there are people and teams in that locker room that believe that they can go toe-to-toe and beat Alabama. And you know, again, if Talon Taylor catches a pass, Kirby makes a different decision on the fourth down in that game, you know, there's a world where Georgia beats them, and they're 11-0 right now and probably the number one team in the country.
What's your gut on the Lane Kiffin decision, apparently after the Egg Bowl?
I believe that he is going to be the head coach at LSU next season. I just think that he fits very well culturally there. I think he wants to win a national championship, and while NIL and the transfer portal have leveled the playing field, I still believe LSU gives him a better chance of doing that than Ole Miss. I will say if it's not LSU, I do think he retains and stays at Ole Miss. I don't think Florida is the option that a lot of Florida fans want him to be, but I think ultimately LSU is what he elects to go with on Saturday.
Yeah, it's just weird because I think it's almost like the press release we got last week from the athletic director or the department. It just seems like you're just kind of forestalling the inevitable. And it just, I guess, you know, Ole Miss fans are just going to be in denial. The worst part of it is, we talked about this earlier with Wes Durham, the way the College Football Playoff Committee dropped Ole Miss, it's almost like a preamble to Florida State. Like, you're not the same team if Lane Kiffin's not coaching you in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't understand how Oregon, whose best win is over a three-loss USC team that is on the fringes of the top 20, is ahead of an Ole Miss team now, which went on the road and beat Oklahoma, who's a top 10 team, whose lone loss went on the road, whereas Oregon lost at home to Indiana. I just think that, again, you know, and Mike, you know that Florida State situation so well. You hate it for these Ole Miss players, much like you hated it for Florida State and what they had to go through back in 2023. And look, they've done everything they can, and they're still, in my mind, going to be a college football playoff team. But it's really unfortunate, especially if you're an Ole Miss fan, where Lane has unfortunately, I think, taken you hostage. And because of his own inability to control the narrative, again, this has been something consistent with Lane throughout his time as a head coach. He's looking at other jobs. You know, Nick Saban didn't let him coach in the 2016 National Championship game because he was too focused on Florida Atlantic.
Right.
You hate this for Ole Miss, and this shows, I think, the worst part of college football and the way it is looking to go.
Connor, great stuff, man. Tell the people where they can follow you.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley.
And happy Thanksgiving, man. Appreciate everything.
Thanks for everything
for
this year. Right on.
All right, Connor Riley there, Dog Nation. We've got to get to Coach Ra. You will hear him answer the questions that we presented today, including a lot about the quarterbacks and Kirk Cousins, because he had things that he wanted to let us know specifically about this offense.
And specificity on what's going on with Penix Jr., why Penix Jr. couldn't be under center.
He had his surgery, by the way. Ra clears that up as well. Stay there. Our conversation with Raheem Morris, Falcons head football coach, next.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.